Yeah, we feel the vocal cords are rubbing together to make a nice sound. It's time to put this mic out and spit some shit. 19-minute podcast does not suffice. We had to slice and dice, and that's what came out. But that doesn't mean we can't go on. Rate and review this podcast. Go to Apple Podcasts to do that. And if you want to support, go to anchor.fm/g-moody. This is how we continue to do it. A 5-star podcast you're listening to. It's done in conversational style. That means I spit it to you and deliver it to you as if I'm with you. I call that New York style as well. Just unique, out the gate. NBA talk, we get in, we get out. Make the point and vamoose. Golden State Warriors against the Houston Rockets. Man, I would hate playing with this motherfucker, James Harden, man. If I was on that team, okay, you scoring all the points. But yo, I'm nice too, man. Pass that shit, man. I would be beefing in the huddles. I would be at odds. I'm like, we're not going to win like this. We may win this game, motherfucker, but we're not going to advance to the finals, which is the reason we're all here. The prediction came true. Golden State in six dismantled the Houston Rockets, just as I fucking said. You know why? All that scoring from James Harden, everybody was hyped up on during the regular season. That's the key word. You could do all that bullshit during the regular season. What do you do in the playoffs? Homeboy just gets bumped in the second round. Teammates standing around. This guy's just pounding the ball. What makes anyone think that that style of play would advance deep into the playoffs? Hell no. Steph Curry showed why he's the greatest shooter of all time. No points in the first half. Showed his ass in the second half. And dismantled these cats without Kevin Durant. That goes to show Kevin Durant went to a team that didn't need him in a pivotal game. They won without him. Now, Kevin Durant is nice. We're not taking nothing away from homeboy. You can't. But he went to a team that really didn't need him, but he added something to their gumbo. But they really didn't need anything added. It just made the whole gumbo that much better. Cats want me to deal with the Met amorphosis that took place at the Met Gala. Cats basically came out there rocking dresses. The best dressed men. They were wearing dresses and they were being celebrated and applauded. One dude even came out there in a sheer blouse. So it got me to thinking, is this about culture? Hell no, it ain't about culture. None of these motherfuckers are Gaelic. None of these cats come from the Scottish Highlands. So what is it? What is making these guys voluntarily put on a dress? Because if they were really about the dress life, they would have wore this shit 5 years ago. What made them say, fuck it? What happened? And then I said, oh, the media is responsible for this shit. The media created an environment where they indoctrinated these cats to think like, yo, I don't want to be seen as not forward thinking. I don't want to be seen as not being progressive. And the media will label these cats not forward thinking, not progressive, because they won't bend the gender norms and put on a dress. That's why they are voluntarily wearing dresses, because they want the praise of the media. Look at how that dress looks on this nigga. He's so brave. He's so daring. He dashed out and dared to break the gender norms. That's what they want. If I was patrolling a highway and I looked over and I saw somebody that looked mentally retarded, you think I wouldn't pull these motherfuckers over? That's my job, to protect the other drivers. Not because I'm prejudiced or discriminating against learning disabled drivers. No, it's a certain look. You know it. So if you're on a highway and you see somebody driving with the look of a Down syndrome person, you are committing a crime if you don't stop this motherfucker, because it's a safety check. Now, learning disabled drivers can drive, but it's a certain look that would alarm the cop. So this is what happened in Suffolk County. The cop saw some ill shit. He said, oh shit, how is homeboy driving? What's going on? Maybe he had to seize the wheel. He doesn't know what he's doing, but there's some shit, so I gotta make a safety check. So he did that, he pulled money out the car. He said, yo, this is not an emergency, man, but if it was, would you know what to do? And the learning disabled driver with the look of a mentally retarded person just started grinning at this motherfucker. He didn't answer the question. He just grinned for 2 minutes. And his mom's on the passenger side said, listen, man, he takes a long time to process what you said, which caused more alarm in the cop. But the cop did some bullshit. He didn't give these motherfuckers no tickets, no warnings. He let him drive. He let him continue to drive down the highway. He let him go, and they thought it was all good. They thought shit was sweet. 2 weeks later, they get a letter from the DMV demanding the learning disabled driver come in there and take the road test over because the cop couldn't believe that he was on the highway. He looks violently impaired. So imagine what this motherfucker looked like. And if he doesn't come down to prove that he's just a learning disabled driver, in spite of having the look of a mentally retarded person, he's gonna lose his license. His license can be suspended. If he looks so nuts, why did you let him continue to drive on the highway? That's the only thing this cop did wrong, which is the point the learning disabled driver's moms was making. But from the stands and from my standpoint, I'm rolling with the cop. Live podcasting in a hospital.
Now I'm being aggravated. I'm sitting here being patient for 3 hours. Now y'all got me fucked up in here. The fuck out of here. Got me just sitting around feeling like I'm about to just die. The fuck y'all thought this was? This is my first time fucking with this drunk shit anyway. I'm from Brooklyn. You don't deal like this. This shit is trash. Sitting here mad crumbs, trying to be a lady. But now, I feel like I'm being taken advantage of.
Girl, go to another hospital.
You taking me?
No.
Okay then. I'm probably pissed off. I don't give a fuck. Don't talk to me. That's it. You still talking. I'm already aggravated. Please.
Little upset I couldn't get to Brooklyn to go see the late, great Pearl Washington, get a street in Brownsville, Brooklyn, renamed after him. We're talking about Pearl Washington, one of the greatest college basketball players. Exciting, electrifying. Went to Syracuse University, did his thing out there, spent about 4 years in the NBA, but he's more known for tearing up college basketball with the ill New York style flashiness, the ill handle, and we being from the same neighborhood, I had the chance to just sit in the park and watch this cat do his thing when he was in high school. So you know this is where you're making your name. So imagine the ill shit he was doing in the parks. This dude was like a rock star. So Pearl, of course, is a little older than me, but we both played for the Brownsville Jets. He was in the older group, so we used to watch this cat do his thing. So for Brooklyn people and particularly Brownsville people, Pearl is special. And when I was younger, the older cats that used to run with Pearl used to take me to their high school games. I'm talking about my man Traj out there in Cincinnati. He went to Xavier University, did his thing out there. Wanna shout out my man Traj and my man Bill, AKA Wolf Finney, who's down with the Port Authority in New York. So these dudes took me around and took me to some of the high school games that they played with Pearl and against Pearl. And it was electrifying, man. I was there as a shorty. I was there as like 11 years old, just checking this shit out. But I want to shout out the whole Washington family, my man Beaver And especially want to shout out the whole Brownsville. It's a special place to grow up. Seeing so many great athletes just playing ball in the park. So to grow up there in that tough environment, yo, thick skin motherfuckers, man. BK all day. Shout out to the late, great Pearl Washington for getting that street renamed after him. Yo, when people make mistakes, that doesn't mean we can't all learn. And I turn those mistakes into teachable moments, hence the new segment, Teachable Moments from G Moody. Check it out. A 24-year-old Norwegian animal lover was vacationing in the Philippines, and I've been to the Philippines. Philippines is off the charts, man. I've been to the white sand beaches of Boracay. I got friends, powerful politician friends in the province of Iloilo, and my man is a mayor. My man Mark Palabrica is the mayor. He's up for re-election, so make sure you cast your vote for my man Mark Palabrica and the whole Palabrica family out there in the Philippines. Now back to the story. Homegirl is in the Philippines. She's on vacation. She's walking around. She sees a stray dog. Remember I said she's an animal lover, but she should be a lobster lover, a pina colada lover. You don't go to vacation and get on some ASPCA shit in a third world country. So she picks up this dog. Stray dog. And of course, she's kissing it, letting the dog lick her face. Just found this motherfucker, picking him up, brought him back to that resort. The dog is fed the fuck up, so the dog bites the shit out of her and her whole crew. They come down with a little bit of symptoms. They fly back to Norway. This particular girl is a worker in the hospital. She checks into that hospital, and sadly, 2 days later, she passes away from the bites of that rabid dog that she picked up in the Philippines. Unnecessarily picking up a stray dog in a third world country. Therein lies the teachable moment. When you on vacation, yo, just cool out, man. It's about vacationing. You don't book the ticket worrying about dogs. You should worry about how the resort look at the beach. How sweet is that pina colada? That is what you worry about. And you take your life in your hands and then you come up craps. But we all learn from this shit. Hence, the teachable moment.
We are here today in support of 3 visiting bills happening in New York State. The reason why we came out to Columbus Circle is because in 2011...
Yeah, this is at the third with G. Moody, chilling out in Manhattan right now. I came across a rally going on. You know, when you walk around New York, you always come across some either protest, rally. This is how you get down with it. You voice your opinions outside. This particular rally is about cats eliminating the buses that used to go upstate to the different correctional facilities so kids could stay in contact with their parents. They have eliminated that. I didn't even know that. I knew a lot of motherfuckers that used to go to visit their parents who happened to be incarcerated. They got on these free buses out here in Midtown Manhattan. But for what I've learned from this rally, they have eliminated that. So they are out here voicing their displeasure with that. The organization is called We Got Us Now, advocating for the children of incarcerated parents. This is a good fucking rally, man. I like this. I'm down with it. Bring those buses back. Why eliminate them? Keep these families together in spite of a parent being incarcerated. I like this cause that this particular organization, We Got Us Now, has set up a podium. they did it the way you're supposed to do it. They got a lot of support out here. This, that, and the third with G Moody walking around Manhattan. This, that, and the third with G Moody. Podcasting live.
Better be happy I'm pregnant around this time, because I would have been fucking this shit up. This would have been over. I don't mind going to sit up in the T building, but I would have been fucking this shit up. And you too. For real, I would have been beat you up too, man. Look up. You just lucky. You pulled me on a whole pregnant day, because I would have beat you up. I never said it was gonna help me. I never said screaming. I'm gonna scream. I don't give a fuck what it's gonna help. But I'm gonna scream. I'm telling you, I saw you 4 hours ago. I'm still sitting here. And I'm still gonna scream. Because I want to. What happened?
You're disturbing other people.
I don't care. I wanna be seen. I don't care. And what? What's gonna happen next? All day, fucking tired and mad grouchy. The fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, rate and review this podcast. Go to Apple Podcasts, rate and review it. Put them good reviews. Remember, this is a 5-star podcast, 5-star general. Go to anchor.fm/G-Moody. We're going to talk about some mental health, man. On this segment, we're dealing with mental illness. We're not talking about the sufferer of mental illness. We talk about the motherfuckers dealing with them. Yo, you got to watch and take heed to the signs of mental illness. And when I talk about signs, I'm talking about the signs that tell your ass to get off the road because you don't want to be embroiled in their issues because of their mental illness. So don't laugh off shit that you find highly unusual. That's the point. We're not mocking these cats. We had a big time barbarian who clearly had mental illness, man. So I want to shine a light on being aware of who you're dealing with. This big time savage was in a custody battle with his ex-girl, not his wife, weaponizing the kids, both of them going back and forth with it. But this big time barbarian took it to demonic levels, levels below that. Whatever you could go lower than that, this motherfucker went. So this is what I mean, mental illness. When you hear what this motherfucker did, that's gonna bring you back to mental illness. So in order to keep their child away from its mom, this dude basically burned his child alive in the backseat of the car. She was locked in a car seat. He chained the doors locked from the inside, doused the inside with gasoline, had a propane tank in the trunk, and lit the inside on fire. You don't think this cat showed that he had mental illness early on? Anybody that could bring themselves to do this, nothing happens without a thought. If you could bring yourself to do that, clearly you got mental illness and you have had to shown it. So this brings me back to my point. Like, yo, watch out. Watch out who you're dealing with. Take everything serious. Because even this woman who had to go through this harrowing shit, man, she said, yo, I thought homeboy would do something to me, but I never thought that he would harm his own child. But the fact that he could bring himself to do such an awful thing to his own child only means he has mental illness and he has shown it. But we just laugh shit off. And like I said earlier, you get embroiled in their illness. So this is, of course, to sympathize with the mentally ill. But we need to talk about the motherfuckers that deal with these cats.
You gotta do all this yelling to get some
please call 9105.
Close my mouth, what I said in my crib. I'm gonna talk my shit. The fuck out of here.
Lady Emily,
she's still calling everybody. She's calling Emily, and Emily just came here. This is what I'm talking about. That's all I wanted to know. How far am I? That's it. Thank you. Thought I was gonna be sitting here for another hour. I'm fucked up.
I sound like I'm doing the Masters. Brownsville in the house.
Yeah, I'm from Calhoun Pickens.
Rockaway, East New York.
Hey, Central Housing.
Howard Houses.
Okay, first fist fight over there.
Yeah.
Taught me very well.
Yeah. Okay, Tawana's breaking in right now.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, I need to know how many, they said I'm next. I've been here 5 hours. Oh, okay, I just want to know what's up over there. All right.